And it was a sign that someday these things were coming even to Navajo land. And it robed the new agent. Mayors, doubtly whom the Indians called Big Grasshopper. He was going to live with them on the reservation and carry on their business with Washington. There would be plenty of such business, for if the treaty was to be carried out, the Navajo and Washington both had promised the faithful. The progression passed. Mount Talia, secret mountain of the South. It passed the miles of Black Rock, which are the blood of Yeitsoy, the giant killed, the monster slavery, so that this very land would be saved for the Navajos. He'd move it beside this red cliff, which lines it moved it besides the red cliff which lined it, the road towards Shashbito, Bear Spring. There in the present valley, the American flag flew over Fort Wingate to modeling young Navajos. Fort Wingate means the big boarding school where they play football, baseball, on the open space once the soldier paraded ground. And choose each other around the big stone domestic dormitories, once bar rocks to the Navajos of 1868. It was the last stopping place before reaching the reservation. Here they were told to camp. Here, agents of Indian service, formerly took charge, and the blue coat went back to Fort Summers. The Navajo were no longer prisoners of war. Were they not to go home? Fort Wingate was not a reservation, and the Navajos wondered why Washington wanted them to stay here day after day, camping in dugout and receiving rations. They would not guessed that Washington had been almost as surprised as they at the sudden move west. The reservation boarding decided by the treaty had not been surveyed. Agents building were not prepared. In short, Washington new improving space. This was no wonder, while the Navajo state within the 40 square mile of 40 Fort Summers, thinking only of home and of their fighters with the Comanche. The whole force of the United States had changed. The Civil War was over. 37 states were bonded to act as one nation. The biggest discriminated country in the world. Nowhere else had so many people agreed to rule themselves without a king or director. The Tlaib was a little like the old Indian form of government. Threw on a huge sale, there was going to plenty of confession and many mistakes as the country grew. Almost too fast for law to keep up with it. In these same years, most of the wild Southwestern tribe had been conquered, even the Navajo's old image, the Utes and the Comanches, had gone on reservation, and only the Apache were still making trouble. The buffalo herd were growing smaller over the plains where they used to roam. White men were steaming out, cleaning fields, finding towns, scouring for the mineral and the water power which they would make the nation rich. These busy white were not content to travel by ox carts and mule teams. Railroads were being planned. Congress in 1866 had passed a law giving huge patch of land to any company which would build. Then the Navajo were coming back into a changed world. It was a long time before they understood what all this would mean. They still had no interpretation, but Jesus. The Mexican captured, he terminated their questions and tried to explain why the ox carts bringing ration for Albuquerque were so often late, for they had ration all that summer, and quartering while they camped at Fort Wingate. This waiting for the fuel life was heard But the Navajo had not forgotten their old food gathering days. They went out after rabbits and paradogs, seeds and roots, meaning time their reservation was surveyed. Barisito and the other head men climbed it to hills with the agents, to look at the bonder. Their land was still to lay within the four sacred mountains, but it would not include all the country where the rider used to roam. Old Navajo land, where the ancient ruins are no longer belonging to the people that was to be an Apache reservation. The land south of Chica, Chushka, must be left under touch. For there's the railroad would pass. Hopi and Zuni territory must be let alone. Perhaps the chief hardly grant what restriction this would mean to people who had always wondered where they would and had taken what they choose. Still, they had the preferential slips of the Chinese kicks and stronger hold of Canyon de Chelly. 40 fights just off the reservation was to be Asian headquarters. In November 1868, they moved it, the flag again over the prairie ground at Fort Defiance. And Grapper Aided took up his resent in a little adobe house. At the spot where the school principal now lives. The Navajo start off eagerly on foot and on horseback to find their old homes. That was little left to find. Hogan's had fallen into pieces. Peach tree had been cut down. The old cornfield were now empty desert, for corn does not seed itself like wheat. If there are no men to plant, they stump or seed every year, there is no corn. Next spring, the government gave out corn and wheat seed, but no tools had came. The Navajo planted with the wooden digging stick, made as in the old days. There was nothing to eat around their homes, unless They gather wild plants and hunt rabbits, prairie dogs, and field rats. Arrows were made of old pieces of iron, packed it up around the ford. In hunting prairie dogs, they were no longer blizzing the little animal eyes with piece of medicine. Now they use broken bottles, still that was only for people camping at their field and unable to go back to Fort Defiance for ration. 500 families live around the fort in dugout and old army tents. The hills, there are still ducted with holes left by these dwellings of the first hard year after the Navajos returned. Saturday was ration day. Then promptly the whole tribe abdorsed. The Navajo were used to ration by this time, and they were not surprised to find that a high wall corral had been built at Fort Defiance, like the one at Summers. The people entirely only one by one at the little gate, where each received a ration ticket as they crowd in, laughing and talking. With their babies, dogs, and ponies, one or another leading man would stand on the wall, telling the news and giving advice. When reaching person had his ticket, he passed out another gate and thence to the commissioner for supply. The supply were the usually buffalo beef, coffee, and flour, and some food. The army used beef was driven in on the hoof, and the head of family would sometime get a whole animal, which he then slightly in the corral, while the inspector watched delightedly. Sacked it, a flower came by anxiously from Albuquerque. Sometime a family head would borrow an army wagon to take these back to his camp. Sometime he would snap the sack on one of his broncos. These sacks were often the only clothes for family possessed. On lucky days, there was some tobacco, salts, and sugar. No one thought about the food value of green vegetable. The Navajo got food habits in these ration days, which some have never changed.